Landmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark in Paris. It's the reopening of the towers at the Notre Dame Cathedral 6.5 years after the devastating fire, with President Macron on hand for the ceremony. Across the channel Thursday in the UK, President Trump held a joint press conference with Prime Minister Starmer, and he was asked about negotiations with the Chinese government over TikTok.
We're pretty close to a deal. We may do an extension with China, but it's an extension based on the same terms that we have right now, which are pretty good terms.
While returning to the U.S., the president told reporters that broadcasters that frequently criticize him should lose their licenses. A day after Disney pulled Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show from the air, Disney's the parent company of ABC News. The FDA's vaccine advisory panel will continue to consider today whether to change its recommendation for hepatitis B vaccines, a day after deciding children under 4 should not get the single shot that includes chickenpox, measles, mumps, and rubella, recommending they're administered separately. This is ABC News. The Federal Trade Commission, in a new lawsuit, is accusing Ticketmaster of cheating customers out of millions of dollars, says ABC's Andrea Fujii.
One alleged tactic? Allowing brokers or scalpers to use multiple Ticketmaster accounts to buy up more tickets than the legal limit, and then taking a cut of those extra fees. 7 states are now joining the new FTC lawsuit, which gives one example of a scalper who allegedly purchased 772 tickets to a 2023 Coldplay concert for about $81,000. The same tickets were resold for over $170,000.
No comment from Ticketmaster's parent, Live Nation. Texas A&M University President Mark A. Welsh III's resigning. He had faced criticism over how he handled a classroom video that showed a student objecting to a children's literature lesson about gender. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wrote it was unacceptable. Welsh immediately took the side of the professor. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. A Two Rivers woman pleaded not guilty this week to child neglect charges after allegedly leaving 3 children she was caring for unattended in a vehicle for more than an hour while she got her nails done. According to the criminal complaint, 23-year-old Hannah Sprang initially told police she went out to check on the children often during her 2.5-hour appointment. Police say they reviewed security tapes from the nail salon, however, and found Sprang had only gone out to the car once. As it was a cooler day on July 18th when the incident happened, the temperature in the vehicle was only in the lower 80s. Sprang faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. With the Packers back in action and the Brewers heading to the postseason, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding sports fans to look out for fake memorabilia scams. Agency officials say scammers have been posting ads on social media for fake sports memorabilia with high-quality pictures and cheap prices to lure potential victims. The Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to research the company before making a purchase, check for certificates of authenticity, and be wary of deals that seem too good to be true. The SS Badger Car Ferry resumed operations yesterday after being damaged when it hit its sister ship while docking in Ludington, Michigan. Officials say the Badger came in contact with the SS Spartan, which sits in Ludington Harbor in Michigan, just before 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Crews assessed the damage to the Badger to determine what repairs were needed and make sure the ship continues operating safely. The SS Badger passenger and vehicle ferry service is back on its regular schedule, taking people and cars across Lake Michigan 2 times every day. The 410-foot ship originally operated mostly as a train ferry, but became a ferry for passengers and vehicles in 1992. The ship's owner, Interlake Maritime Services, says the SS Badger is the last steamship operating in the U.S. For news at the top and bottom of the hour all day or on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things, so we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Just a stray shower possible late in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, a little better chance for showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 60. A better chance for rain on Saturday. Currently, it's 62.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning, Dan Marcus. I show 62 degrees outside and a few raindrops.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their mind. Getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line,
the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Do you know somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Two girls for every boy. I've got a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we go. You know it's not very cherry, it's a goldie but a goodie.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. It's Friday. Look forward to saying that every single week. Looking forward to the weekend. Lots going on this weekend and next weekend, too. This weekend, Wet Whistle Wine Festival, and we'll be talking with Deb, one of the organizers for that. That's happening up in Algoma. She'll be in a little later on this morning. Also, next weekend, the walk to end Alzheimer's in Green Bay on the city deck, a 1 or 2 mile walk. And we'll be talking about that a little later on, too. And all the great tunes, the Timeless Hits, are here on 97.9 WGBW.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Great song. But it's Friday. Let's crank things up a bit. This works. Here's Steam, 618 WGBW.
Mine. stars.
Little Star, The Elegance did that on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. How about that night, huh? That night Chicago died? Number one song for Paper Lace.
In the heat of a summer night, in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago died, and they talk about it still. When a man named Al Capone tried to make that town his own, and he called his gang to war with the forces of the law, I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago. And the sound of the battle rang through the streets of the old East Side, till the last of the hoodlum gang had surrendered up or died. They were shouting in the street, and the sound of running feet. And I asked someone who said, about 100 cops a day. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night she cried.
Song.
Then there was no sound at all but the clock upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide, and my daddy stepped inside, and he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The night she called me die. Chicago died. Na, 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 na. The night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. The night Chicago died.
At 97.9 WJBW, we reach now into the WGBW newsroom and Connie Feldman.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Brown County homeowners can pick up a free tool to help them stay safe from toxic, undetectable gas in their homes. The County Health Department is offering free radon test kits for homeowners. Radon is a colorless, odorless gas that is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S., according to the Brown County Health Department. Health Officer Anna Nick says radon is the leading cause of cancer among non-smokers, and it is preventable. Testing for radon is the only way to know if this dangerous gas is present in your home. Homeowners can pick up a free short-term radon test kit while supplies last from any Brown County Public Health location in the Green Bay area. The Green Bay Police Department says the use of force in a Bay Beach arrest this summer was justified after an internal review. Several bystanders took video of police arresting a man last June and posted it to social media, drawing public scrutiny over how the officers handled the arrest. The video shows six police officers kneeling around a man on the ground while being filmed by a camera crew from the TV show Cops. The department issued a news release a few days later confirming a camera crew visible in the footage was with Cops TV. Police Chief Chris Davis also addressed community concerns in person at a public event. Davis explained that all uses of force are reviewed internally, including the Bay Beach incident. The arrest was made after police responded to reports of a suspicious person who allegedly made uncomfortable comments to a park employee. That person resisted arrest after repeated warnings from police, and officers used force to take him into custody, according to the initial news release. The man who was arrested was later charged in Brown County with disorderly conduct and resisting an officer. The Green Bay Preble Athletic Department just announced the 2025 Athletic Hall of Fame class. The five athletes will be inducted into the Preble Athletic Hall of Fame at a ceremony on September 26th in the Preble Auditorium. The 2025 class includes five former Preble athletes who went on to achieve excellence in sports. The honorees' graduation dates from Preble span decades, from 1977 to 2014. The public is welcome to attend the induction ceremony at 5:30 on Friday, September 26th. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Wisconsin corn growers have seen rust in the past, but a new type of rust could be costing you yield this year. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Rust has forced the harvest along in states like Nebraska, South Dakota, and now it's showing up in Wisconsin cornfields. Chad Stoudinger is a regional agronomist with Dairyland Seeds, and he explains why this rust is different than what many Wisconsin farms have encountered in the past.
Southern rust came in from Mexico, basically, and blew up to this portion of the U.S. this year in some storm events in early spring. So it brought a new disease here. And so it mimics common rust, except that it's much more intense. It can shut down whole plants very quickly. It loves hot weather, hot heat and humidity, so above 77 degrees in humid conditions, which we had a lot of. Thankfully, in eastern Wisconsin, I don't think the impact is going to be yield limiting, but if we move to other parts of the state, it definitely is.
Chad Stoudinger is a regional agronomist with Dairyland Seed who's been observing this southern type of rust, and it could impact the harvest pace of Wisconsin farm fields. Might want to check in with your agronomist and see what their advice is. My advice on a Friday morning, if you're watching the markets right now, not bad.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim. Hey, bud.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Barrel cheese was unchanged yesterday in Chicago. 40-pound block cheese dropped a quarter of a cent to 168 and a quarter, while the AA butter dropped a half to 180 and a half per pound. October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning up 6, 1751. November's up 16, 1715. Right now, December corn is up 3 at 426. November beans up 6 currently at 1043. July new crop wheat, penny and a half higher, stands at 565 a bushel. Currently, that's just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand rolling into a finally Friday trade session. More news anytime you want it, plus podcasts at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Just a stray shower possible late in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, a little better chance for showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 60. A better chance for rain on Saturday. Currently, it's 62.
You gotta understand,
hey, yo.
You're old enough to know the makings of a man.
Hey,
listen to me, baby, it's
hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. My knees striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, and she's in my
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Lou Christie with that famous high voice of his. Speaking of high voices,
yeah.
Here's Donny Osmond.
I can tell you've been hurt by that look on your face, girl. Some guy brought sadness to your happy world. You need love, but you're afraid that if you give in, someone else will come along and suck you to.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. We'll be talking Wet Whistle Wine Festival next hour.
First part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name, cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
La 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 la. There ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la.
With its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name, cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Summer, who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me,
touching you. And it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I highly recommend you download the Civic Media app to your smartphone because Monday we're going to start giving out keywords that could win you $200. $200 and jewelry.
I'm a soul man.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW, and Dan Marcus. It's September 19th, and the time check shows 6:55 and a half. That half is important to somebody who's got to be somewhere at 6:56. 62 degrees right now. Had a few raindrops on my windshield on the way into work today. We'll see some scattered showers for a while today. Today is National Love Your Lunch Day. Like we need that, you know? It's also National Butterscotch Pudding Day. Like we need that, you know? Now, it's also National Talk Like a Pirate Day. Yeah, try that at work, right? And I'd do it here, except I don't want to annoy you. But today, and this is significant, this one is important. This is National POW/MIA Recognition Day. It's always the third Friday in September. And I want to give you a heads up on something that's coming up October 3rd. It's the Everly set. If you like the Everly Brothers, and this is a band that pays tribute to the Everly Brothers, and they're very good. And they even do some Beatles songs because the Everlys influenced the Beatles. In fact, the Beatles and the Everlys toured together. I think it was in England. Had to be in England. Before the Beatles made it big in America. So, yeah, that is October 3rd at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. Tickets at ashwaubenonpac.org or listen to win them from us here at WGBW. And in honor of all that, we salute the Everly Brothers with an Everly song. This is the real Everlys. Let It Be Me. Beautiful song. A lot of people did this. Everly Brothers had a big hit with it. On 97.9 WGBW.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one if you must cling. Someone now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, what would
what would life be? So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you'll always let.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day after President Trump called for broadcasters who criticized him to lose their licenses, his retribution continues, says ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl.
This is a major escalation of the president's effort to get retribution against his political rivals. ABC News has learned that President Trump is expected to fire a top federal prosecutor for failing to file criminal charges against Letitia James, somebody who is obviously very high on the president's enemies list.
James, the attorney general of New York, who prosecuted the president in that state. Today, the president also expected to speak with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. TikTok at the top of the agenda. The FDA's vaccine advisory panel will consider changes to the hepatitis B vaccine recommendations today. Thursday, the panel voted to split the measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox vaccine into two shots and not be administered to children under age four. This is ABC News. Authorities in California continue searching for answers in the case of a missing teenage girl's body that was found in the trunk of an impounded car registered to singer David. More from ABC's Melissa Adan.
The LA County Medical Examiner identifying the body as